When the National Theatre in London first decided to team up with South Africa's Handspring Puppet Theatre to stage the play War Horse, it was thought it would be limited to the slot for its annual Christmas show aimed at children, recalls a producer at the National Theatre, Chris Harper.
All of us thought, this is an interesting experimental piece of theatre that's not going to be anything more than, at very best, 50 performances in our large theatre. And over a 2.5 year period, we kept trying to see if we could develop this piece into something that would be meaningful for audiences. But I think there was a lot of scepticism and there was a lot of cynicism that we would have a puppet as the central character of the play.
7 years later, the show was still playing in London, won the Tony for Best Play in New York, and is embarked on a national tour coming to Kansas City in April. Its protagonist is a horse named Joey, called into service for England during World War I, and indeed comes to life via Handspring's artistry. But as Harper says, it's done in a way that stretches the definition of what puppetry has traditionally meant.
There are what we call the emotional indicators on the horse, where the ears and the tail move and the hooves and the noises that the puppeteers make is really, really extensive. And they study horse psychology for a whole 2 week period before they begin rehearsals. So we knew we had something interesting from the first moment we saw the first prototype of the horse.
So there's no use of computers. There's no hardware within these horses. It's all about physicality.
That's right. It's all bamboo and cane. I mean, we use some bicycle wires, some pulleys and levers that go with inside the hoof of the piece. But essentially, it's a puppet that's made out of bamboo that's soaked in a certain type of oil that allows it to be stretched and bent. And it's cane, and it takes 10 months to make the puppets.
What is the biggest number of horses that is on that stage at one time?
We have 9 horses at one moment in the show. So there is a moment at the end of Act One where the horses are charging into battle at World War I. And it's one of the most spectacular moments in the play.
For a year in the Toronto production, Caden Douglas was one of the puppeteers who brought Joey to life. And he joins the tour playing an officer. He explains the physical demands of animating a full-size horse and why the effort is worth it.
It's a bit like cross-training or CrossFit, in that you are carrying a lot of weight on your shoulders and you're also running around. And even when you're still maintaining the integrity of the puppet, so you're still under an incredible amount of stress. And the puppets weigh about 125 pounds to 130 pounds. And then oftentimes in the most kind of physical parts of the show, you have somebody riding on top of you. And it's incredible to watch the audience grow and care and love that horse. And it's a testament to the work done by the puppeteers that those inanimate objects end up having a soul and a life that people deeply connect with.
In addition to the week of live performances at the Music Hall, the show can be seen on local screens this week through the National Theater Live program, which has been doing gangbuster business, filming its productions in high def and screening them in theaters across the globe. Steve Walker, KCUR News.